At once the cub put a paw round his nose, rolled over, and began to cry. Ethan hurried to give him another bottle of milk. "That is Snooks," the boy said to his brother. Then Ethan told how he had found the cub. "Poor little fellow," said the captain. "Where is he going to sleep?" Ethan found an apple box and made a soft bed in it for Snooks. When the cub had been fed for the last time that night and put into his warm box, Ethan crawled into his own cot. The little boy was almost asleep when a cry that grew louder and louder came from the apple box. "That cub can't be hungry again," said Ethan in surprise. "Maybe he's lonesome," answered the captain. Ethan sat up. "Well, give him to me then," he said. His brother put the little ball of fur under the covers. For a few minutes, the cub rolled about and sniffed happily. Then, with just his little black nose sticking out, he went to sleep. "My," thought Ethan, "I'm glad that I was not afraid to go into that cave. There aren't many boys who can have a little cub like Snooks for a pet."